Friday Night's Losers on the OTS Sports Network is powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The most comfortable call you can make. 803-980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and each week I'll pick the losers in high school games on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. J5V, we made history last week in Football City, USA, as for the first time during the regular season, all three of the Rock Hill teams lost. We've had that happen in the playoffs, but never in the regular season. Along with that, I've been dining on crow all weekend, except Saturday afternoon when I enjoyed some barbecue chicken courtesy of Kirby Smart and the number one team in America, the Georgia Bulldogs.
Gino, you mind passing me some of that gravy there?
Okay, let's start picking some Friday. Night's losers.
West Florence versus Burns.
The Johnny Rebs from Dunkin' Donutsville lay siege to the Green Paladin's castle and starve them to death in the fourth quarter. Friday. Knights loser, the West Florence Knights.
Gaffney versus Fort Dorchester.
Steve LaPrade's Red, White, and Blue Army paddles up the Broad River to battle the Peachskins, but instead they find the dark and bloody ground of the new and improved reservation. Friday, Knights loser, the Fort Dorchester Patriots.
Dutch Fork versus St. Francis of Maryland.
The Baltimore boys will use the lantern of an angel to shine a light on Tommy Knott's Silver Forest Dogs, and like the big jungle cats they are, travel home with a full belly and a victory. Friday, Knights loser, the Dutch Fork Silver Foxes.
St. James versus Stratford.
The Sandfort Onyx Chevaliers take a wrong turn and end up underwater, and get cut to pieces by the Merle's Inlet Mack the Knives. Friday, Knights loser, the Stratford Black Knights.
Cross versus Buford.
The Buford Sting flies south and gets under the helmets of the Lake Moultrie Warriors, and there isn't enough Benadryl in Berkeley County to stop the pain. Friday, Knights loser, the Cross Trojans.
Swansea versus Midland Valley.
The Stonetown Pony Boys don't have enough horsepower and get clawed up by the Stork Lake Cats of Lexington County. Friday, Knights loser, the Midland Valley Mustangs.
Goose Creek versus Somerville.
The Big Green Tsunami floods Duck Ditch and washes the Black Lizards all the way down to Jim's Island as the Goose Creek Symphony plays on. Friday, Knights loser, the Goose Creek Gators.
Louisville versus Andrew Jackson.
Old Hickory's riflemen take a hike through the East Chester jungle and get eaten alive by the Richburg Pride. Friday, Knights loser, the Andrew Jackson Volunteers.
Gorman versus River Bluff.
The Lexington Green Lizards get too far inland and end up on the wrong end of the Roebuck Swashbuckler swords at the U. Friday, Knights loser, the River Bluff Gators.
Indian Land versus Parkwood.
The Monroe Loup-Garous from the Old North State find out they can't handle the Panhandle Redskins War Party. Friday, Knights loser, the Parkwood Wolfpack.
Nation Ford versus Richland Northeast.
Michael Allen's Falcon Air Force delivers death from above to the capital city's sword swingers in their North Fort Mill nest. Friday, Knights loser, the Richland Northeast Cavaliers.
White Knoll versus Lancaster.
Although the Block Hill Coyotes are undefeated, they haven't been hit in the mouth by a team like the Red Rose Bars. And that's the difference in this one. Friday, Knights loser, the White Knoll Wolves.
Clover versus Boiling Springs.
Brian Lane's Big Blue Raptors claw out the eyes of the Red Clay Hounds from the Bubbling Brooks and send them home scalded. Friday, Knights loser, the Boiling Springs Bulldogs by a lot.
Fort Mill versus York.
The White Rose Silver-Headed Pumas survive the big sting at Bob Jones and swat the bees in the Bahamas Friday. Night's loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time out to support high school football in your hometown and then listen to the OTS Sports Network. Toodaloo, J5V. I'm heading to Martha's Vineyard.
Adios, muchacho. And don't forget your green card. You might want to get out of there.
Push it back, way back. Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling tonight.